So, you know, they'll say, sure, call me back in a couple of weeks if you handle them the way we've been talking about here. Sharon, would it be all right if I were to send you some literature on our new gloves, you know, or some sample, some literature and some, you know, so, and if she says, no, don't send me any literature and I don't need any samples. You know, that's a measure of your likelihood of success in this account. It's not going to happen. Get their permission for you to contact others in the company. So if you're talking to somebody that's your contact, like let's say me and Melissa, you know, we've been doing business, you know, for some period of time, and now I'm looking to do more business with the company, and I know that she's not the only one that can buy from me. So I'm not going to start, you know, calling the receptionist and find out other people, because Melissa might get offended if she knows I'm talking to Kathy over here about something. So I'd say, hey, Melissa, you know what? I'll bet there's some other people over there that could use our services in your service department. Can you tell me who the manager of your service department is? Can I give him a call? Is that okay? You know, so you get permission to further penetrate the account, and then everybody's happy. There's no, I'm not working behind your back or anything like that. Everybody knows what's going on, and that's really good to have that. Activities involving samples should be discussed before we give the samples to the customer, because samples cost money. And you might say something like this, Sharon, can you tell me what will happen if I send you some samples of those gloves? Well, you know, what will happen next? Does that sound offensive?
Yeah.
It does, huh?
To me, yeah, it does, because, I mean, what else?
Well, I'm jumping in this, in the discussion. If you could take us back to the discussion when we were pretty much, you know, comfortable and everything was going smoothly and stuff, and I say, now gloves, I probably wouldn't, I wouldn't care, you know, about samples with gloves, because we're not talking about much money. But oftentimes, particularly like in cutting tools, you know, they're very expensive. And if I were going to, let's say, send you a heart monitor device on a trial basis, or let's say you say to me, John, why don't you send me over one of those heart monitor devices? I want to check it out over here. So I might say to you, well, Sharon, I'm so happy that you're interested in a heart monitor device. What the line we carry is the best in the world, and they've won awards throughout the world and are recognized as the number one supplier of heart monitors. These are pretty expensive devices. Now, I have full confidence in you taking care of them and getting them back okay and so on. But let's say I send the heart monitor over and you're happy with it. What would happen after that? Would you order that?
Probably, if we'd like to, yeah.
Probably?
Definitely.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
That's all I need. If you said to me, well, I'm not in charge of ordering anything, I'd have to go and see Kathy, because,
okay.
So then I find out. Then I could say, well, can we get Kathy involved in the thing too? Wouldn't that make sense? Because, you know, in the final analysis, we get into some orders. So how you say it is very important, and you got to be careful. And anything that's really important, you ought to role play it. And that means you two guys, you just say, hey, look, you know, I got a very important call coming up. I want to role play it with you, Melissa. Is that okay? So you actually just role play it. Interviews. If you're going to interview for a job, you don't just walk into an interview for a job. You sit down with your spouse or somebody in your family and you role play it. Things are really important. I'm telling you, I'm a grown man. I've got all kinds of education degrees and everything you can imagine and tons of experience. If I'm going to sit down with in a certain situation where the stakes are high, I'm going to role play that with somebody that I know. I may call up one of my customers and say, hey, look, I got a big thing coming up. I wonder if I could meet you for lunch and we'll just do a little role playing. You'd be amazed at how much better you are if you role played a few times and questions come up and so on. You want to do any role playing, you give Uncle John a call. I'd be happy to role play and I'll get you going for an interview and get you some questions to think about and so on. And no charge there. I just would be happy to help you with the role play. Huge amount of role playing is very, very helpful to us before certain things that are going to happen. Okay. What are closing techniques? Well, here's some of them down here near the bottom. Trial close. That's where I say, I can get a box of them over to you by Wednesday if you want. So now, you know, that's a trial close. The customer has to say no, or they're going to come over there by Wednesday. So that's a trial close. An assumptive close is where the salesperson is supposed to say something like, thank you for your interest in medical grade CDs. The custom label with your logo sounds just perfect for you. I'll enter an order for you, and you get an email, and you can email me your logo right away. So that's an assumptive close where, you know, all this is going to happen unless you say no. A reverse close is where you say something like, well, I don't know that Arlington could afford this kind of thing, so we have something lower over here. You know, we just have the tapes, you know. So, you know, and they say, oh, no, hey, I can afford to send a couple of people to this program or whatever, you know, which is called the reverse close. They do that when you buy shoes sometime. They say, well, those shoes are very expensive over there. How about I show you these ones over here that are much less money? And then you say, well, no, hold a second here. Bring those expensive shoes over here. And that's, you know, then now they're working on your ego, and that's a technique that they can use. We're not doing this. We're not doing this and selling our stuff because this is not how you sell stuff where we're talking about relationships and things like that.